aphasia. That you can't talk yet, can only blink and smile, yes and no, both for perhaps, makes perfect sense. You'll find words later, or not, to correct journalists' and historians' attempts. For now, what can be said? The shit hit the fan, the car, the child. The world collided with itself for a while. We were comatose, then woke, tidied up the mess, and moved on. Your disbelieving eyes widen as if to say, "Sea shanties? Really?" We told you the water was rough. You'll just have to trust us. Overnight, a winding, cabooseless train arrived and left. It's all the same, and for the best. What's this world coming to, if not change? For good or ill, a keelless rudder against the waves. You wake at noon to afterthought, massed family milling about the bed, sensation returning to your limbs. One day soon, sun will glance the dewy pitch of your face, and a word like joy will come fluttering out. Just wait. No need to force it. The unthinkable takes time to process, and the clocks are still broken. Truth is, you didn't miss much, if anything. Another year at home, glued to your phone, arguing over whose turn it is to take out the trash. Some things are hardly worth forgetting. Take it slow. Let your body and mind get acquainted, like new and ancient friends who come in from the cold. Sit down for tea and gaze out the window at something long lost and familiar to them both. A buried sled or mitten orphaned from its string. A name, perhaps, emerging through the melting snow.